Okay, KC4SKD, how you doing this evening?
Working Friday night, just trying to get going here, but I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hopefully I'll be home in about 5 minutes, and I've had a very stressful day at work, so I just want to go home and put some comfortable clothes on and do nothing for a while.
For that, what do you do for work?
Working on laptops, desktops, CAD stations, printers, and some days things go good, some days things don't, but that's okay. I've been in it for many, many years, and that's just the way it happens.
Happens like that. You have good days and bad days. Sometimes it seems like you have more bad days than good days.
A bowl of salmon stew with saltine crackers right now.
Good.
Gonna go home and relax for a while and take it easy and let my blood pressure drop. But anyway, y'all got any plans for Thanksgiving?
Probably gonna go over to my mother's for a little while. My wife's working and all the kids are gonna be with their significant others. There's three of them are married, one's engaged. They're all going to their spouses' homes for the holidays, so I'm probably just going to relax for part of the day. Hopefully, that's my plan anyway.
There's not much of my family gets together anymore. My mom came from a huge family, and we'd get together on Sunday afternoon. It wouldn't have to be anything special, and there'd be 75 people there.
People. When all of my kids come over and their spouses and it seems like a crowd. Let's see, four kids, three spouses and one fiance and two grandkids. But it's fun. I like having them all over. But unfortunately, we have to share them with the other families. So can't hog them all the time.
My wife and I don't have any children. It's just us. And we used to go borrow some every once in a while. Some people we knew from church had a daughter when she was 7 or 8, she'd come over to the house and stay for a while, and I had some nieces, but that's sort of passed on now. Things, we don't do that anymore.
You're just going to have a quiet one then, a quiet holiday.
I told Rhonda, I said, we need to get an old movie to watch. I like some of the old movies, like It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Have you ever watched that one?
The title, I'm sure I saw it a long time.
And there's a couple more, the Great Race. I hadn't seen that one in a long time. It's a good movie. I like it. And then there's one called The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming.
Yeah, these sound like they are 80s movies. If you're talking about The Russians Coming.
Produced in 1963. It's got Brian Keats in it, Jonathan Winters. That's one of my favorite ones.
A couple decades. Yeah, Brian Keats, I remember him. If it was in the 60s, he was probably fairly young at that point.
Yeah, I told Rhonda that's what we might do, just watch an old movie or something. And who knows? They said it's supposed to rain possibly Thursday or Friday, so that's going to have an impact on activities as well.
Well, I hope you guys have a good holiday anyway. You can watch a movie that you like and just be able to relax.
I'm not far from the house, so I'll go ahead and sign with you and hope you have a good rest of your evening. Been good talking with you.
Good day. Good evening and a great weekend. KC4SKD, N4ZLK.
Talk to you later, KC4SKD.
Hey, Bobby, whiskey, wishing you both have a happy holiday.
This is N4ZLK. I didn't catch it. Maybe back off the microphone just a little bit. It sounded like you were overdriving it.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bravo. Whiskey, wishing you both a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Hope you have a good weekend. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. No, I just put this person. Whiskey, Whiskey, and you both by Hank and Ruth Peter. Y'all have a great one. K and Four, Bravo, Whiskey, Whiskey.